4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, February 28th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Tim Roberts. He's the owner of PatriotsRelief.com website, the CBD products. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, how did that CPAC event end up? How much time did you get to spend with Mike Lindell? Give us a rundown, your overall takeaway from attending that event.
Yeah, it was great. I feel like this is our third year. I feel like every year is better. Getting to having the ability to sit down with Mike Lindell, and I think he's the best storyteller I've ever met in my life. So he's really funny.
Really funny, lots of stories.
Yeah.
But most importantly, he got to go and meet with Donald Trump at the White House.
Yeah,
He was going there when?
He was going there the next day after we were after we hung out with him.
Oh, okay. Yep. And 2 hours at the Oval Office. He actually had been given a letter from my wife, Victoria Bishop, the Antrim County Clerk, that Mike Lindell seen and agreed to deliver it to President Trump. And we'll see if some executive orders come out of that letter being conveyed to him. So we are pretty excited about it as well. Great guy, great company. And any discussion of him possibly considering taking on Patriots Relief in his store?
Oh, yeah, we had a little bit of a conversation about that, and, you know, all that stuff takes time.
Building relationships.
For sure. So, but what a great guy, and his wife is just amazing. She's behind the scenes all the time. It's pretty funny. Never really noticed her before, but now that had a chance to get to know her and stuff, you just kind of, when he's being talked to by people, you kind of, if you look around, you'll see her kind of standing off in the distance, just letting things
happen.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about is your new salve that you came out with, you developed, you're working on it, even perhaps improving on it. But for those who have never heard about this particular product, I want you to talk about it. How did you come about researching it? How did you come about producing it? What was the basic reason why you chose to expand your line?
Well, the idea behind that was something that had more than just the pain relieving properties, because even though it does the pain, it doesn't do it at the level or the speed of the other two products. So it's something you use, you know, over time, and you're going to notice the pain relief is going to be more gradual I don't know exactly how to say it. It just, you, with the intensive relief rub, I mean, you just feel that right away. Same thing with the with this soothing relief gel. This is just something you're going to use more often for a longer period of time, and you'll just notice the pain relief is going to come in. But it's just got so many other uses. That's what we liked about it, is we were looking for something that you could, you know, help with skin issues, you know, whether it's eczema, or, you know, like you talked about, you know, dry lips, or I'm excited to find out what it'll do with like mosquito bites and things like that. So we're just,
sure,
it's just an all natural with a lot of different essential oils and things like that in there, along with 2,000 milligrams of CBD. We were just looking for an all-around good absorption in the skin, and something that would just help with keeping the skin healthier.
Yeah, well, one thing I noticed, as I mentioned to you, I installed a new dishwasher, and while I was down there, I was nicking my knuckles and my fingers on very sharp pieces of metal down there when you're trying to make connections and twisting, you know, sockets and opening wrenches underneath a dishwasher. And I put the salve on my wounds, and it was amazing. Not only did it stop the itching of the scab and the pain from the cut itself, but I got to tell you, I'm looking at my hand right now this morning, and not only are the scabs all gone, but there's no scars. It's really interesting, because one of them was really, it was my middle knuckle, and I hit a sharp piece of metal. Man, it hurt like crazy. I pulled out, and I'm bleeding like crazy. And once it scabbed over, I put that salve on there. And the other thing you mentioned, you were actually at CPAC, and you said it was pretty dry. Did you end up going back there and trying it yourself? Did you guys put some of that on your lips as well?
Absolutely. That was the whole time we were there. Everything dried out. You know how you come back from a trip like that, and man, our sinuses are all dried out, and we're just starting to recover from it, because we just got back on Wednesday. We stayed a couple extra days, but yeah, the whole time we're there, we're using it for our lip balm, and it made that part much better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've even again put a little bit up my nose for my sinuses, and man, it works great. Really good product. I'm so glad you came out with it. And you said you're actually researching it and seeing if you can even improve on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the thoughts behind that? What are you looking at adding to it?
We're looking at the benefits of like Manuka honey, because that's amazing, and then even going to adding the emu oil,
which is
good, and the intensive relief rub, because it just helps so much with the absorption.
Right.
This is just where we're at right now is just shown, you know, to be a really good product, and I think we can improve on it though.
Excellent. Well, I know that oil that's in the intense relief rub, that really seems to help with the absorption. And so that might be a good ingredient to add to it. One of the other things I got, when I was down at the state convention that you missed when you were at CPAC, was a lot of people said they had heard you on the show. I had people coming up to me from Grand Rapids. I had people from Macomb County, Monroe, Genesee. I had a few friends in Flint that I stopped and spoke with. One of them said, you know, it's very interesting, because since they've heard about the products, they've been doing more research, and still dealing, of course, with that stigma of it being marijuana. And I know I have you mentioned this a lot. You've talked about it in the past. Explain to people once and for all, hopefully they're listening this morning, that this is not marijuana. Explain the actual harvesting of what it is they harvest, and why isn't it marijuana?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it'll be once and for all. It's just like you say, it's that stigma, and what people need to understand is that your body is actually supposed to produce this on its own. It's all part of that God superhero system, that endocannabinoid system, the ECS. It's that system is actually supposed to produce cannabinoids in order to function, and the purpose of that system is to maintain balance throughout your body. So when that system's not working the way that it's supposed to, things get out of whack. You know, there's nothing to communicate back to the brain that there's a problem. So we just pull those cannabinoids from industrial hemp, which has been around for centuries. And it doesn't have the psychoactive effects that, say, a marijuana plant has. You know, they're both kind of in the same they're like cousins, but they're two completely different plants. And, you know, one is marijuana is grown to have, you know, a high content of THC, which is the psychoactive effect that you get from someone smoking marijuana or ingesting marijuana. And industrial hemp is grown to produce a very minimal amount. And so the federal government set a 0.3%, less than 0.3% of THC is allowable in the CBD products. And, you know, we have our full spectrum products, which all contain that tiny, tiny bit, which is beneficial of THC, less than 0.3%. And then for those people that can't have any THC show up, we have our broad spectrum products, which includes all of our topicals, plus our tinctures that are broad spectrum, and then we have the gummies that have no THC. So we just try to have products that will cover everybody, even for people that still kind of feel funny about any amount of THC for whatever reason. You know, they can just jump right into those broad spectrum products. But it's you know, it's the constant battle. I think the big thing for people to understand is that your body is actually supposed to produce a form of CBD itself. It's supposed to produce cannabinoids for that system to work. It's the fuel that makes that system work. Everybody needs it. And if your body's not producing it because of environment, genetics, age, then you absolutely need to be supplementing with CBD.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that simple. And one of the other things that Missy talks a lot about is all the different systems within our bodies. And because you're not producing these anymore, for, like you say, environment, age, whatever, genetics, it's a situation where this is just another fuel that helps that system operate within the other systems. God is amazing on how our bodies were put together. And if one system's not functioning properly, it could actually impact the other systems.
Yeah, absolutely. Missy's 100% right. I mean, we constantly try to poison ourselves to death. And, you know, we've just beaten down our bodies, and we've beaten down this system where it just is having a hard time functioning the way that God meant it to. I mean, the system wasn't even discovered until the 1980s. Everything they know about biology and all animals, it's amazing.
It's amazing, absolutely. Well, again, go to the website, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. You'll get the 40% discount plus free shipping. And you definitely, I highly recommend these products. Tim, we use them every single night. Thank you so much and truly appreciate you.
Thank you. Call 877-230-7276. God bless.
God bless you, Tim. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one before our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. I want to give out that phone number again that Tim announced right as he was going off the air for patriotsrelief.com/trucker is the website. But if you have any questions, you want to ask questions of Tim, his family, no problem. Give him a call, 877-230-1776. Vicki and I use the products. They're phenomenal. They will help you sleep, your pain, stress. Great products, highly recommended, especially the Intense Relief Rub and this new salve. Two products that I absolutely love. So thankful for Tim introducing those to us, providing them. We absolutely love them. We use it every single night, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. One text message I did not see during the letter that I was reading in the last half hour by Brenda Beckwith from the Sheboygan County Commissioner's situation that's going on there. Dawn Compton is also a CPA. It came in from Lenny. I appreciate that. Forgot totally about that. A county commissioner who's a CPA, an accountant, I think that's a good thing to have on your county commissioner board, working with the county administrator, working perhaps with the financial budget director, the people in charge of putting together the budget for the county. I think having a county commissioner as a CPA on that board would be another feather in your cap. Another reason to appoint Dawn Compton to fill that vacancy. Now, one other thing I want to talk about in this segment regarding local county government. A lot of people still not happy about Sheboygan County. Got a local resident, not going to mention any names, but basically Todd Ross perhaps being groomed by former Sheriff Dale Claremont. Not happy with that selection at all. Sheboygan County is crooked as heck. Cops, lawyers, prosecutors, and judges. Well, what it comes down to is finding good people to run and then supporting them. Financially, volunteering for their campaigns, knocking on doors, putting up signs, takes a lot of money to win a campaign seat. Believe me, I know. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, is that the only way you make real changes is by holding these people now elected to four-year terms accountable. The way you do that is you go to county commissioners' meetings. I'm talking about the county level. At the county level, you got to get up and speak during public comment. You need to hold the sheriff accountable. You need to hold the commissioners accountable. Your clerk, your prosecutor. If they're not doing their jobs, you need to get up and talk about it. Call them out on it. Why? Because there's another election coming in 2028. Now, most county commissioners' meetings, I believe now, are being videotaped. Many of them are being broadcast on Facebook Lives or on the county websites. When you get up at public comment and speak your piece, usually limited to 3 minutes or whatever the rules are, that public comment, folks, is being heard not only by the people in the room, but those that are watching online, those who may watch it later because it's recorded. If you know something's going on in your community, in your county, you have a civic duty to get up and speak and to call out what's going on. If you don't do it, you're allowing them to get away with it. I completely congratulate Brenda Beckwith for having the courage to put not only these comments at public meetings, but put it in writing and submit it to the Board of Commissioners for their consideration. Calling out this type of behavior is critically important to getting better elected officials. It's not about the power. That's not what they should be in it for. They should be in it for public service, to being a servant of the people who put them in office, to do what's right for the county, to do what's right for the people of the county, being good stewards of the taxpayer money and improving the community. That's what is the responsibility of every county government. In our listening area, you need to hold them accountable. And the way you do that is go to the county commissioners' meetings. Find out when they are and go. Be there in person. Get them to know who you are and respect your opinion. History lesson in the next hour: is Ukraine actually part of Russia? We're going to talk about that with him. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount.